when I would hire people, any level of the company, I would see what they look like in the interview. Are they sitting back in their chair talking like this? Or are they're sitting forward, maybe with the arms are on the desk, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to go, high energy.
It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course throughout the world at MOIBradio.com, MOIBradio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. Yeah, I just checked the Nielsen ratings. Nielsen, of course, is the global measurement and data analytics company. We came in number 3. That's a big deal. It is. Anyone out there who's familiar with the Nielsen ratings understands what that is. To come in number 3 in New York AM radio, it's a big deal. It's a testament to you. Thank you, the great listeners of the show who have come to expect and demand. I get the emails all the time and the phone calls with feedback on the show. I appreciate it. Thank you. And of course, keep it coming. I look forward to it. That's what got us to number 3 in New York AM radio. And of course, a testament to the great guests. And tonight we have an amazing guest, but it's radio, so you know I just got to keep you in suspense a drop longer. Sorry about that. Every single week, we cover, throughout our weeks, we cover a wide range of topics, professions, and business categories: sales, social media, corporate culture, strategic planning, entrepreneurship, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, hiring, customer retention. Tonight's guest is someone who could talk about everything I mentioned. It's very rare that we run across a guest that has such a wide range, but it's radio. I'm sorry, I got to keep you in suspense. Just a drop longer, I got to first thank our team here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for the show. Srili, Michal, Bracha, Miriam, Abigail, Malki, thank you. And of course, to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Glenn, Matt, Chris, thank you so much for everything you do behind the scenes. Of course, we are on many different channels. There are many people that tune into us on Spotify or on the Google Podcast, the OG Podcast Network. We're on many channels. The easiest way to access every single past guest we've had on the show is by going to MYBradio.com, MYBradio.com. Without further ado, we've had him on twice before, and with acquiescing to the demands that have been put on us, and also because I love him, he's a great friend, Dr. Rich Roberts, MD, PhD, medical doctor, doctor of biophysics, former pharmaceutical industry CEO for nearly a quarter century, URL Pharma. Dr. Roberts has experience in all areas of business. He's known, certainly a special shout out to all our friends in the Lakewood area who tune us in regularly. I get feedback from Lakewood all the time, so I know that the signal on 77WC, the powerful 50,000-watt signal, gets easily to Lakewood. And I get feedback. Of course, some people tune in other ways. That's true. But the good old-fashioned radio signal, you're in your car, that radio works. That's where they're tuning in. Dr. Roberts, we're going to talk about tonight, if it's okay, even though you could, take us wherever you want to go. But in particular, we would love to talk about hiring superstars, building a dream team, building loyalty, corporate culture, and the very delicate conversation of moving people off the bus when necessary, firing. With that intro, a very special warm welcome. Dr. Rich Roberts, thank you so much for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Thank you for having me, Yitzhak. For those who are going to watch this on video, I'll just note that you have your cichlid fish tank in your background. I have mine in my background. So this is the war of the cichlids.
The battle of the cichlids. The battle of the cichlids. That's correct. My cichlids are there. His cichlids are there. And because of social distancing, they're not getting near each other. I knew you'd love that.
I do like that. I like that. That's a good one. That's good.
Let's jump right in. Hiring. It's such a big area, and you have so much experience in this area. Perhaps we could start with the journey of hiring a superstar, the criteria for a job. How important is that? How important is it for a company to be clear in the job description? Perhaps you could shed the light and explain it. And by the way, this is going to be a YouTube episode. This is being videoed. Besides we're seeing our fishies, we're going to have some great content. So this will be up on YouTube. Yes, Dr. Roberts, all yours.
Okay. There's a lot to talk about. Yeah. So, and in the hiring process, first we even get there. I do want to say that we spoke a little this week.
Yes.
And some of the very sophisticated areas of business you want to save to another show.
Yes.
You know, in the future.
Yes. And
for example,
sorry for interrupting. Yes. We've actually had Dr. Roberts on twice before, and we plan on having the honor. Of course, he graciously agreed to being on. We're going to have a series covering many different areas: management, advertising, product selection. There are many areas that we're going to be covering over the in the upcoming months.
We're paying me at least minimum wage, right?
Can we discuss that off the air, please?
Right. Yeah, the last check bounced. Anyway, let's go on. So the more sophisticated areas of business, you know, we're not going to tackle right now.
Right.
Ones where you know, we would have to integrate all the different areas, all the different expertises, such as research, formulation, research and development,
yeah,
medical and clinical research and development, operations, regulatory affairs, legal, marketing analysis, and this finance, and you bring all these expertises together when you're doing a product selection in the pharmaceutical industry, whether you're doing a planning, you know, business planning for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years out. And we're not going to discuss those concepts so far, in this series, this is the third show. But let's talk about when it comes to hiring people. Mm-hmm. This is one of the most critical areas of a business. Dick Vermeil was the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles a lot of years ago. He went on, actually won a Super Bowl with the Rams. But he said that when he would go to the draft, instead of drafting for the particular position he needed, he would try to draft the best athlete. And there's a lot to say for that. Yeah, you know, it depends what kind of position you're looking for. And there's obviously very different qualifications that are needed. Mm-hmm. And then you need to try to sort through all the applications and figure out if you're actually getting that right person. Mm-hmm. If you make a mistake and you get the wrong person, it could be a whole lot of headaches and potentially legal entanglements and poisoning of the well of the student body, so to say.
Yeah.
So hiring is really, really critical. When I first joined the company, we had about 110 employees. The company was not very sophisticated at that time, much more distribution, the tiny little bit of generic manufacturing going on. And then as the company grew, and eventually, including with our contract sales force, we had about 800 employees. As we grew from about $35 million in sales to over $600 million a year in sales, then the quality of people, the capabilities that we brought in, changed dramatically. And I can tell you a lot about that. But let's start first, basic hiring.
Yeah.
You must know what you're looking for. You need to write a somewhat detailed job description. Don't bypass this. If you're looking for someone who's going to work in your warehouse and who's going to be able to pack boxes, that's one skill set. If you're looking for someone who's going to run finance, it depends even what area of finance, what level of finance. If you're a smaller company, your sales are $500,000, $1 million, $3, 4, 5 million a year, that's going to require more of an accountant. As you start to grow bigger and you're going to need to get and massive amounts of cash are flowing through, then you really need an expert in finance. And by the way, if you're doing manufacturing itself is an entirely different accounting or financial expertise, because there you need to be able to know how to allocate labor cost, raw material cost, machine time, and allocate all these things in terms of absorbing overhead,
right,
and dropping to the bottom line. But let's just talk about the basic hiring of people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get out your job description of what you're looking for. Then you're going to get in a resume. You need to start with the resume. First of all, look for how long this person has stayed in jobs. If you find someone has changed jobs every 6 months to 1 year to 2 years, and they've been in five different jobs in the last 10 years or the last 7 years or 5 years, that's a real warning sign. Now, they're going to tell you all the reasons. This management team didn't know what they were doing, and I left, and then that managed, this company was going out of business, so I left. Everybody's got an excuse, but it's a real warning sign. Did they not get along with people? Did they talk a good game, this person, in getting hired, but then when it came to performing, they really didn't perform? Are there other skeletons? Is there aberrant behavior? Is there theft? Is there fraud? So I'm not saying it can't be good. And there are some people who leave, switch jobs every couple of years because they are on an upwardly mobile path. And you'll see that they were a supervisor, then became a manager, then became a director, became vice president. But even with that, with the switching every 2 years, now know that if, I mean, my company was based on loyalty. I was truly loyal to our employees in front of them, behind the scenes. A lot of pressure I felt on myself was because of my love for my employees and my caring about them and their families. And my employees were loyal back to me. But if you're someone's jumping jobs all the time, there is no loyalty. And if they're gonna leave for another $1 an hour, $5 an hour, or another $150,000 a year, depending on what their salary is, the bonus, you need to, so that's one warning sign when you see them changing jobs a lot. Mm-hmm. Another thing to do is question them on the details of their resume. Now, especially as you get to higher levels of capability or expertise, if you don't have that expertise yourself, have someone in the room who does. So if you don't know research and development, and you know, make sure you have somebody from R&D in there. Again, give you a great example. There was this a mistake. I mean, sometimes by mistakes I made, you know. Okay. But an executive, I had the idea. Well, if we're let's say at that time $300 million year company, and this guy was an executive in one of the big pharma companies, mm-hmm, that does $100 billion a year. Well, if he can do $100 billion a year work, he can certainly do our $300 million a year work.
One would think. Yep.
Yeah. No. No. Maybe, but probably not. If they were very high up in that company, there's a very good chance they were a politocrat. They were a politically talking type of person. And what you do is look at what they put on the resume. So if it's a finance guy, and he says under him, they were able to improve their manufacturing processes and save $8 million a year. So they're great, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Which manufacturing processes did you improve? Oh, the making of tablets. Okay. What method were they using to granulate the materials for the blend? I don't know. What was it, wet granulation? Was it dry blend? Was it extrusion? Was it water-based, alcohol-based? Did you use fluidized bed dry? He doesn't know anything. Because if he knows anything, you wouldn't then ask him, well, how did you improve those processes? Right. And you'll find out he doesn't know anything. He happened to be the CFO at the time that the manufacturing and quality or R&D people made those improvements, and he's taking credit for stuff he doesn't know. I remember we had one guy who came from one of those big, big pharma companies. Oh boy, was he good at finding the statistics that showed how great things were. We were losing money hand over fist. We're heading towards bankruptcy, but he could show you, well, you know, the packaging lines efficiency improved by 15% last year. Okay. But he had nothing to do with it. He doesn't know anything about packaging lines or packaging efficiency or switching over the lines to a new product or a new level and the level the cleaning and the inspections that have to go on and the label checks. He doesn't know anything about this. So ask them what's on their resume, but dig into the details of it. And if you don't know those areas, make sure you have, if you don't have someone in your company who knows it, hire a consultant who knows that area to come in and join you for the questioning. So they claim these things. So go find out if they really know what the things are they're claiming.
Another question that has to do with the resume. What's your take on the references that someone lists on a resume?
Superb question. Generally, the references on a resume are worthless. if anybody, if someone is applying for a job, is even mildly capable, they're going to make sure that they spoke to those people first. And these are their friends. These are their supporters. So when you look at the references of the resume, it's helpful because it tells you who not to call. I remember one guy I was looking at hiring potentially. And, you know, I don't mean to pick on finance, happened to be, you know, a guy for chief financial officer.
Okay.
We never hired him. And he worked at a certain company and he gave, you know, a couple of the vice presidents on the resumes. Fine. Mm-hmm. I tracked down the CEO of that company. And he said, I'll tell you the truth, but it has to stay here. He can't tell anybody. I said, absolutely. He said, the guy just locked himself in his office from the moment he got in until late at night. He didn't do any leading. Nobody knew what he was doing in there. He was a number crunching accountant and not a financial leader who was going to get out there when the budgets are out and say after every couple of months, you know, to the different vice presidents, why are you spending this amount over budget? Or it may be research and development. Right. Why are you spending this amount under budget? Right. Is this the project falling? So, definitely. When it comes to references, you must check references. You must check references and understand the references on there. You have to go to the companies that the person worked at. And you can't call the human resources department
because
the human resources department have no financial incentive to speak with you about anything except giving some just very general, bland, generic response.
Feel good, basic stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Or you can speak to people in the references and ask them the names and telephone numbers of other people who work with this guy. And then you go to them and that's how you get references. I just want to say one other thing.
Sure.
A little off references.
Sure.
But there are laws against discriminating and hiring against veterans. And I got to tell you, in my experience, it's like one of the craziest laws around, because every veteran that we ever hired were just the absolute most superb employees. And there was I saw an interview by a movie director and they hired real Navy SEALs for the movie. And he said he couldn't believe it. He would generally, when he has the set going, mm-hmm. he says, this person has to be there. You have to be there. You have to be here. He's used to actors where they're acting up. They're not there on time. And he said, we look up and the Navy SEALs, they were all in their spots. They were ready to go immediately.
It's amazing.
In my experience, military training is great for the society. It's great for teaching people how to perform.
Right.
It's great for teaching people how to organize in their lives. And in my experience, when it came to veterans, they were the absolutely wonderful employees.
Great for the company. I mean, great for the company because of their training, their rigid training that they got. And then they apply it in the workplace. It's just a dream it's a boon for the business.
Veterans are disciplined. They're hardworking. They understand self-sacrifice. They understand deferred gratification. And they're very responsible. They communicate upward and they're really, really great.
My guest is none other than Dr. Rich Roberts, medical doctor, doctor of biophysics, and former pharmaceutical industry of URL Pharma for nearly a quarter century. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroel Saftos right here on 77 WABC. Great news. This will be a YouTube episode. This one's going to get thousands of views. I know it. Not only because you'll get to see the fish tanks, the battle of the fish tanks right here, but more importantly, because my guest is none other than Dr. Rich Roberts, a medical doctor, doctor of biophysics, and former pharmaceutical industry CEO for nearly a quarter century at URL Pharma. And we're talking about the oh-so-critical subject, building a dream team, hiring superstars, building loyalty on your team. So whether you're a company that has 10,000 employees or larger, or you're even a company of one that is starting to dream of scaling their team and their first hire, they don't know how to do it, this show is for you. It's and for everyone in between, of course. Dr. Rich Roberts, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. I just want to make a couple more comments about hiring. Then we go on to whatever your next
loyalty,
topic is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, loyalty, fine. When I would hire people, this was any level of the company, any level. I would see what they look like in the interview. Are they sitting back in their chair talking like this? Or are they're sitting forward, maybe with the arms are on the desk, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to go, high energy. You don't want the guy who's telling you how great he is. You want someone who's ready to charge forward. Remember, I had a vice president, senior vice president of sales and marketing. You sometimes be talking to him while he's in the chair, would jump up out of the chair. He was like full of energy, ready to go.
That's great. So proactive.
Yes, no matter what the job is, You really do want to get someone who's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And that was actually taught to me when I was in medicine by a physician, Mark Kelly, who was headed at Penn, University of Pennsylvania, of the House Staff Training Program. So yeah, he was great at that. The second thing I want to say is when I would hire people at higher levels, including at the highest levels, they could be making $500,000 a year base salary and bonuses. They might have 30 or 40 years of experience. The one question I would ask them is, what jobs are below you? And if there's anything that's below them, I didn't hire them. Now, I'm not hiring somebody at that level and paying them that amount of money to mop the floor.
Of course not.
But let's say we have a big customer coming in and the floor has to be mopped and nobody's around. If they're not willing to do it, I don't want them. And it's not because I need that floor mopped. It's because they have an attitude.
Right. The principle.
And arrogance.
The principle. That's right.
Yeah, it's we call it in Hebrew mitos or a mita,
right,
a bad personal characteristic.
Right.
They might be gaudy, self-righteous. That's below me. I mean, of course, I'm not going to make my own phone calls. My secretary is going to keep people on the phone for me. No, pick up the phone. If you can't pick up the phone and dial it and make a call, then you're not the type that I'm looking for. I'll tell you, by the way, it's very funny, a little tangent, but
yeah.
We once had, I think it was a United States senator coming to visit the plant. And I just took a quick walk through. I walked into the granulation department and I saw a little bit of water on the floor in the hallway and there was a mop. So I picked up the mop and I started to go to the puddle of water. Those guys ripped that mop out of my hand so
beautiful.
Fast.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, because for them, you don't like the CEO, president and CEO, Dr. Rich Roberts, Dr. Rich, mopping the floor. To me, wait, I would go home, I would change dirty diapers. I would throw out the garbage.
Right.
Ridiculous. I'll give you another example. I know this happened a number of times when in the factory part of the company, when the workers were in the break room,
mm-hmm.
and then the bell went off. And they'll be coming down the hallway to go back to their manufacturing
right.
machines. So I saw them coming. So I pulled the door open. I held it open for them. Nobody wanted to walk through it. I said, please, come on. No, no, no. It's okay. You go. Well, I said, no, please just.
You're just being a mensch.
Walk through. It's okay. It's just me. Go through. that also sends a signal.
That's right.
I don't know if I'm allowed to mention Torah and Judaism on the show.
You can mention, sure.
Okay. We have a fundamental concept that every person has a Tzelem Elohim. Every
yeah.
person, every human being
yep.
has a spark of God in them.
That's right.
There is an intrinsic value, an intrinsic dignity to every person. So everyone deserves to be treated with respect. Now, some people might say, oh, well, that's good for business. Okay, maybe it's good for business, but I do it because that's what I believe.
Yeah.
So treat everybody with respect. And that's something I look for when I'm going to hire people at senior levels to make sure I don't want anybody there who thinks they're greater than everybody else.
Now let's move on to loyalty. Now, of course, for those out there with common sense, they understand, just like Dr. Roberts was saying beforehand, if the CEO, it starts at the top. If the CEO is being a mensch, most people will be a mensch because it starts at the top. But that said, let's dig in. Building loyalty to the point where people stay, they're enthusiastic, there's low turnover, all those issues, this big topic of loyalty. Dr. Roberts, I hand it right back to you.
Okay, there's so much to say.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a little story. In 1997, our company was potentially facing bankruptcy, late 1996 and 1997. And at one point we were 3 weeks from bankruptcy and everyone in the company knew we were in bad shape. They knew that the facility was in a state of disrepair. I had been communicating with people, which is, from a human resources perspective, very critical. Tell people the truth. Tell them what's going on, except in certain circumstances
yeah.
where senior management has to be willing to take the anxiety and take the heat
yeah.
and protect the people from being too worried.
Yeah.
But you know, but I tell people what's going on, and they all saw it. And they knew that we had people coming and looking potentially to buy the company and investors. Nothing was working out. Things kept getting worse and worse. So when we were just about 3 weeks from bankruptcy, we had two groups came in, two investor groups. One of them I'll tell you, it's Elliott Associates, which I think is the largest hedge fund in the country. And they had their representative on our, you know, representing them in this deal to buy into the company, give us money and cash, and who would also be on the board of directors. And at one point I told them, I said, look, I got to tell you something. This is in a closed meeting. The employees are not around. I said, everyone here knows that we're in severe financial straits. All the employees here know that I love them and that I care about them. The unions have come around several times trying to unionize the employees, and the employees totally shut them out. And I've pledged the employees that I will not get a raise until they first get a raise. Mm. And I also told them, I don't know if we'll survive or not, but I'm telling you, if we do survive and if we become successful, and if eventually we can sell the company or go on the stock market and get money that way, every employee must get stock options now so that they will experience and they will profit from that, from their loyalty to me. And if we have success, fine. This group agreed. They ended up buying in. Fine. 3 years later, well, and by the way, the deal was done 24 hours from bankruptcy. That's when we finally got the deal done.
Wow.
3 years later, the year 2000, we got back to break even. And the representative for Elliott Associates said, Rich, I want to tell you something. The ultimate reason why we did this deal is when we saw how you stood up for your employees behind closed doors, we knew that we could trust you with our money when we're in Manhattan and in Wall Street and you're here in Philadelphia running the company. Now, I didn't tell them this because I thought it would help them to invest. It didn't even occur to me. And I really had no experience at that point dealing with billionaires or multi-billionaires. No, I have lots of experience with that. But I had no experience at Wall Street. I had no experience at that point. But this is just a case where, it's really to show loyalty. You can expect your employees to be loyal to you, but you must be, if you're going to be loyal to them. And by the way, it's not enough just to be loyal to them and to care about them. You have to tell them that you care about them. You have to tell them that you're loyal for them. When the healthcare comes up for renewal each year and the company has to dish out another $600,000, $800,000, $1.2 million a year, or have their co-pays go up, and I decide the company's going to pay it, I would put out a memo. I would have a bulletin board behind glass. Now, since everybody has cell phones and computer screens, maybe you would communicate that way. I'm not sure. You could also do the bulletin board. Maybe it's an electronic bulletin board in the lunchrooms. But you and to all employees from me, telling them, this is what the costs went up. Almost every company asks you to pay X dollars more each week in copay, but no, we're going to absorb this. And you tell them along the way, and you communicate with them. So I can tell you also, I once joined a group of presidents of companies, not pharmaceutical companies. As a matter of fact, the rule was any president could not have a president in that group from the same industry as any other president.
Yeah, because of the conflict of interest, whatever. Yeah.
Right. And that way you could speak openly and confidentially.
Yeah.
It was shocking how often many of our problems and challenges were the same problems and challenges.
Yeah.
You just changed the name of the widget or the name of the company, but similar challenges. So,
it's such an important point, yeah. And I've heard this from many CEOs, that anytime they're in the room, it's kind of the same problems, just a different set of people, different set of circumstances, but you know, life is life wherever you go.
No, we had our unique situation. I mean, we're dealing with FDA. We're a highly regulated pharmaceutical company. They weren't. We also had controlled drugs. We had to deal with DEA. They didn't. We're also, as a pharmaceutical company, you're in the crosshairs of the media, of Congress, They just don't want to go out and make a name for themselves. So, you know, antitrust division. So all these things, which actually I can talk about that more if you want to take a little break. But I just want to say quickly that I left the group because these presidents were all out for themselves. Mm. Their main desire was how to get more money for me and how to give less for the employees. And that was so much not the way I viewed my employees. I felt like they were family members. So I left the group because of that.
So this segment, which focused primarily on loyalty, which of course today the trending term is corporate culture, many key points. One of them, of course, is to communicate. Without communication, you can't expect out of sight, out of mind. Without communicating it to the team, you can't expect them to appreciate everything that the company's doing, because it's just like, oh, they really did that? Which is why also it's very important. If a company is doing something for its team, communicate it, let them know. Don't just assume that people will get it on their own. We have so much more to cover, and the clock is ticking. So we're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, more with Dr. Rich Roberts. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today, or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is none other than Rich Roberts, MD, PhD, yes, medical doctor and doctor of biophysics, and former pharmaceutical industry CEO for 24 years, almost a quarter century for URL Pharma. What's so eye-opening about every single time we have the honor of having Dr. Rich Roberts on the show is that he just says it like it is, and he shares it all. And that's why we fought to get him back on. And we already, he was gracious enough. He gave a commitment that we'll be on. We're going to do a show with him roughly every other month. And we're going to try to get good 5 to 6 shows on average with Dr. Roberts, because he has such a wide range to share from his vantage point. I mean, he could talk scientific stuff that will keep us, that will just, we'll lose him in a few seconds. But thank God he's not talking about that today, because otherwise my listenership would go down. I wouldn't be able to hold on to the ratings. I'm holding on to the ratings because he talks tachlis, right? Our audience knows what that is. Even Mike McIntyre. Mike McIntyre knows what tachlis is. Everyone knows what tachlis is. It's real world stuff. And that's what Dr. Roberts is sharing. For the last segment of the show, by the way, also, the listeners know, they could tune in by Tuesday morning after the show airs. It will be up on the archives. Maybe not the video yet, although we'll try to get it up as soon as possible. But certainly the entire show, because this is going to be a must listen. We're going to talk about the very sensitive topic. Moving people off the bus when necessary. The one word, firing. It's not a pleasant subject, but it's something that all too often companies struggle with, and they hold on to the wrong people for too long, and the, as Dr. Roberts said earlier in the show, they poison the well, etc. Dr. Roberts, perhaps I'm just going to, you know, you could be as open as you could be about the very delicate subject of when a company has to fire someone, an employee.
Okay. Again, there's many, many issues when it comes to terminating an employee. Now, some cases are very easy. You know, we had cases, one guy was dealing crack out of the men's room. That wasn't so hard. And there are a few other times when great stories I could tell you, but some people were stealing narcotics and we had to run undercover investigations. Wow. One actually in coordination with the Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA. Mm. So those are not complicated. Yeah. Although, I mean, I would run the undercover operations, and you'd have, you know, ex-FBI or ex-CIA type people who would have, they have companies, they're out there and they're available to hire. Right. And there's all kinds of surveillance and all those things. So those things are, those are easy. Right. Now you can have an employee who is just not doing the job that they're supposed to do. Coming in late, leaving early, not coming back from lunch break on time, performing poorly. If they're supposed to do, you know, 50 things, they do 2. Now, you would need to have, if you don't have an experienced human resources manager or director, you need to work with a human resources attorney, because you need just to sort of line things up. You first give the person a verbal warning. They called in. You always want to have 2 people on your side to witness it. You call them in the office. It might be if you have a human resources department, it'll be the human resources director that will do it, with someone else there to witness it. And you give them a verbal warning. Look, you know, you're supposed to do this and this and this. You're not doing them. Or you keep coming in late. Here's all the days you came in late. You know, we can't have it. If we let you come in late, we can't let everybody else will say there's no consequences to it. So you give them first a verbal warning, but you must write a memo to the file detailing who was there, you and that person with the employee, what you told them the issues were. Then if they don't correct them, you have to give them a written warning. And that written warning needs to say, if you need to get this stuff fixed. If you don't get it fixed, we're gonna have no choice but to terminate your employment. If they're really just not up to getting the job done for whatever the reason is, you then go to either a final warning or a performance improvement plan, where you say we're going to give you 3 months or 2 months or 6 months, whatever it is, and you need to achieve this and this and this and this objective in that period of time. And if not, then you're going to be terminated from the company. Now, you would do this always in consultation with an attorney. You will not send any such memo without the attorney reviewing it first. And you might have to accelerate the process depending on how bad the employee is. In some cases, you find an employee is bad-mouthing the company. They're stirring up discontent among the employees, And now they're kind of really poisoning the environment. And in that case, you may just have to terminate their employment anyway. Now, different states have different laws, but, you know, our company was in Pennsylvania. That was a, you know, a they were at-will employees. So you can terminate them for no reason whatsoever. The trouble is, if you do so, many employees will come back and sue you, claiming that you sued them for some kind of discrimination this way or that. Now, if you discriminated them, if you discriminated against them in hiring them, in terminating them, well, wait a second. Whatever that discriminatory category was, they still had it when you hired them.
Right.
So you didn't discriminate when you hired them.
That's right.
But they're claiming you discriminated when you fired them. And in most cases, they just want $5,000, $10,000, and they'll go away. It's just a quick thing. But if they do want to make a big case out of it, you do have to, you know, you might have to fight it, and you do have, you know, you have to weigh how much legal expenses are going to cost you, you know, versus, you know, let's say it's going to cost you $80,000 in legal expenses, plus you don't know the outcome. You may end up settling with them for $20,000. But of course, anytime you settle with them, you're going to have a severance agreement, which requires them not to say anything bad about the company. And right. If anyone calls about how their job was, you're going to agree what the one line is. You know, we simply don't discuss previous employees, whatever it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie. We never lie. Mm-hmm. So if you do end up paying this person money, then it will only be, again, with a lawyer guiding, and a human relations, a labor lawyer guiding you. And there will be a separation agreement in which there will be things like non-disparagement clauses where the employee agrees not to say anything bad about the company. The employee agrees not to go to another company and try to hire your key talent away or those types of things. And by the way, a very good way to pay these things out
mm-hmm.
is at their normal rate of pay. So in other words, if you're going to end up giving them 3 months of salary, let's say, and they get paid every 2 weeks, you're going to continue to pay them as this severance once every 2 weeks until the 3 months are up. That way, if they do start disparaging the company,
yeah.
doing something to hurt you that's against this agreement, you just stop the payments.
That's a great point. You hold on to the leverage.
The whole sum of money,
yeah.
then
the leverage is lost.
You don't have the leverage. Now, when you deal with much more senior people, many times they will have employment agreements, in which case it will already be explicitly in there that if they're severed, you don't have to give them any reason whatsoever. They're not going to sue the company, and you're going to give them X dollars, and then they're gone. And I have used those agreements a couple of times. The other thing is, you can sort of push someone out, but you can only push them out if it's truly based on their bad performance. So there's something called constructive termination. If you tell them, okay, your vice president and now your new office is the bathroom, and your job is to sit in this bathroom stall the entire day. Okay, then they quit, right? Well, you will quickly be sued, and you will easily lose that as what's called constructive termination. In other words, you created an environment which was equivalent to terminating their employment because they can't have that job.
Right.
But on the other hand, I remember somebody I had at vice president level, and this guy, again, came from a big company. He was power hungry. He kept wanting to take over areas outside of his area of expertise. And unfortunately, I was listening to him for a while. And then I started to realize what was going on. So when we had a problem in one area, I don't want to say what the area was mm-hmm. for fear that, you know,
yep.
it'll identify him.
Yep.
But I wrote him. I said, a memo. I said, this is going wrong in that area. Please send me the standard operating procedure that you had established to assure that this wasn't going to happen. Now, he was just a politocrat. He was always just talking, backstabbing, trying to get more stuff underneath him. But he didn't know how to actually run anything. There was no plan. And then I started putting the pressure on him that way. Then all of a sudden, one morning, I see he's calling me. He's calling me, you know, on my phone, calling. I'm not answering. I don't have to be in such a rush to answer the phone. Then my secretary calls me and she says she's hearing rumors that he's about to quit. He got another job. So, right, like, oh no, he's leaving. But I held his feet to the fire, legitimately, for his bad performance. And now he's getting another job. So fine, he tells me he got another job. I wish him much success. I put out a memo to all employees. He's found another job at another company. We wish him much success, wish him well. And then, by the way, I just have another vice president we're hiring now because I've been interviewing, you know, not the ducks. I've been interviewing for the last 2 months for his replacement. But you never backstab, never, you know, just, you know, don't do that. You don't do that. Let them go. Let them be gone. I'll even give you another example of this. Now, be careful what I say. There were two employees at very high positions in the company. Very high, not the top, but very high positions, making a lot of money. And I had great relationships with employees all through the company. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of employees from India. For some reason in India, they have a lot of schools in pharmaceuticals, and they teach people in pharmaceutical manufacturing. You'll find many people as immigrants from India who work in pharmaceutical manufacturing. Really good people, hardworking, honest, and some of them told me that one of them is in management. He said, these two guys spoke to him about coming with them to another company. And then I did more research and I found out it was true. So I suspended these two guys pending an investigation. We got in lawyers, questioned everybody, including questioning them. And I found out it was true. I actually found out it was true when forget those details. Anyway, and what happened was some of the vice presidents said to me, if you terminate them now, don't give them any severance, give them nothing. They've been totally disloyal. They've been treacherous. I love these guys. I even took them to like some football games I paid for. You know, I'm a NFL fan. And I still like these guys. But they were just, I think there is just unsophisticated in this regard. There is sort of the fantasy of the great advancement got away from them. So I could have terminated them. They each were married, they each have young kids, left them with nothing. And then I thought, you know, is this what you want? Do you want guys in the pharmaceutical industry running around, bad-mouthing you, going to FDA, making stuff up, causing FDA to come in, not just an inspection. They inspect it a lot of time anyway, but it's money, it's time, it's money, it's aggravation. So I gave them each 1 year of salary as a severance, but paid out every 2 weeks. And they had to sign a severance agreement. And they left quietly, they left happy. They felt terrible. They did feel terrible because they had really betrayed me. And I got to tell you, internally, I was crushed. I trusted these guys. I loved these guys. I was internally crushed. But, you know, at some point, at all points, you have a responsibility to the company. Right. You need to do what's best for the company. And even if you're angry and you say, I'm not going to give these guys anything, they were treacherous, you still have to think, well, do I want these people running around unhappy? Even though it's not what I want to do, you have to take care of them.
The role of the CEO, lonely spot on top. Dr. Roberts, we have roughly 1 minute left. And that's an unfair question I'm going to ask, but perhaps just a final 60-second takeaway.
Be very careful and do the work as you hire, and you have to manage people. Remember, if you're the president of a company, a CEO of a company, people are going to look at you for the example. I was determined that I would be the hardest working person in the entire company. Nobody would outwork me. And you set that example. You set the example for honesty. You set the example for loyalty, and your employees will emulate it. And if you set the example in the opposite direction, expect your employees to emulate that also. You don't do it because it's good for the company. do it because it's the right thing to do.
Tonight's show with Dr. Rich Roberts is all about building a dream team, hiring superstars, building loyalty, and even moving people off the bus when necessary, when to fire. What an amazing, informative show. This entire show is going to be up, of course, on the archives and on the many podcasting channels, Spotify, iTunes. It will all be up by Tuesday morning, and you'll be able to access it. The easiest way to access all past shows is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.